This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Thoughts, prayers, and condolences have been pouring in from fire departments and emergency services from around the county and around the state after a paramedic and firefighter lost his life in an accident yesterday morning. Lieutenant William Will Oxendine, with a central role volunteer fire department and Stanley County Emergency Services, is from Norwood. He was involved in an accident yesterday morning about 7:01 a.m. on U.S. Highway 52 near the Marathon Convenience Store. His vehicle was struck by a logging truck. Despite immediate efforts by first responders, Lieutenant Oxendine succumbed to his injuries. He was a dedicated paramedic, field training officer with the Stanley County Emergency Services, and a volunteer firefighter with the Central Rural Volunteer Fire Department. Lieutenant Oxendine served his community with over 20 years of service, was widely admired and respected by his colleagues and community members for his commitment to saving lives and protecting others. His tragic loss is deeply felt by his family, friends, and the entire Stanley County community. Funeral arrangements are pending, and a public memorial service is being finalized to honor his life and service. The accident itself is under investigation. Stanley County Schools said their central office has moved into a new location, and that was on January 6th. They now are located at 723 Aquadale Road in Albemarle. They said they're excited about this new chapter and look forward to continuing to serve the students, parents, and the community from their new location. The school board recently purchased the property for the central office. The central office has been leasing space out of the Stanley Commons from the county. A local company has won a $1.2 million contract with the North Carolina Department of Transportation. North Carolina Department of Transportation said they are spending $1.2 million for the resurfacing contract, and this contract includes improvements to segment of U.S. Highway 52 in Albemarle and in Oakboro, 742 and 205, and Falls Road in Bate. In all, approximately 2.5 miles. The contractor, J.T. Russell and Sons of Albemarle, they can start work as early as April and complete the project the fall of 2026. The Shops at Olive Place is changing hands. Legacy Realty Group Advisors had broken a $19 million sale of the Shops at Olive Place next to Walmart, a shopping center located on Highway 2427. Tenants at the property, which totals 157,400 square feet, include Hobby Lobby, TJ Maxx, Ross Dress, K Jewelers, and Mattress Firm. Jacob Brauch and Daniel Brauch of Legacy represented both the buyer and the seller in the off-market transaction. The town of Red Cross said they'll hold a public hearing on Monday, January 13th at 7 p.m., at the Red Cross Town Hall, located at 176 East Red Cross Road in Oakboro. The purpose of this public hearing will be to hear comments for or against the adoption of an animal ordinance for the municipal town limits. A copy of the proposed ordinance is posted on the Town of Red Cross's website at townofredcross.com and can be obtained in person at Town Hall from the clerk. And the West Stanley Fire Department wants to thank all the organizations who participated in Saturday's live fire training. They want to say thank you to Concord, Harrisburg, Matthews, Midland, Oakboro, Ridgecrest, Georgeville, and Center Roll Volunteer, as well as Stanley County Emergency Services and Locust Police Department. And a special shout out to Afton Ridge and Champion Fence Builders for feeding them some Chick-fil-A during their training session. Members of the Midland Fire Department who also participated said they had another great day of training and they were able to participate in the 2 acquired structure burns, and it gave them a great opportunity not only to hone their skills, but to work alongside a variety of other fire departments. Stanley County woman wasted no time in claiming her big Powerball prize. Grace Landon, a regular Powerball player for 20 years, bought her a lucky $2 quick pick ticket on New Year's Eve from the Friendly Mart on Highway 2427 West Bypass in Albemarle. Landon said, "He didn't believe me at first," recalling her husband of 30 years, Hank, when she told him. The couple double-checked the numbers online. They quickly paused, the young and the restless they were watching on TV, to get in the car. Landon claimed her winnings a few hours later at the lottery headquarters in Raleigh, and after taxes took home $717,501. Landon, who is retired from working at a plant nursery, said she might add a plant or two to her collection with her winnings. She also planned to buy a house and pay off expenses like her grandson's car. The winning voucher matched the numbers on all five white balls in the drawing. Those odds are 1 in 11.6 million. And that's your local news report. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. Sunny today, high near 40, wind chills as low as 20. Clear tonight, low around 15. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 38 and gusts up to 21 miles per hour. Snow likely Friday night with freezing rain possible, low around 28. A chance of rain or snow Saturday morning, then partly sunny, high near 43. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Big Fox Entertainment presents The Rick Burgess Show with Speedy, Greg Burgess, Eddie Van Adler, and Rick Burgess.
And now we're off and running. It is a brand new hour on The Rick Burgess Show, and we got a lot to cover today. I mean, we got a lot. We're gonna goof off as is the norm here on the Rick Burgess Show. We'll update you on what's happening around the world. We'll get some of your phone calls in. Here's the new numbers. I hope you're dialing these in. 888-6-BIG-BOX. The numbers on that are 888-624.